Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So now it looks like they're not going to put that money up to start doing that. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Yes, do I think it's egregious that the CEO is making the money he is? Absolutely. But a lot of what's on people's bill right now is not, we're looking for a boogeyman in Eversource, and we should be looking in the mirror in Hartford. This is the problem. Government is in the way, and government is the biggest problem here.
I have a bunch more questions, but we're up against the clock. I appreciate the time getting up early. Hopefully, I'd love to continue the conversation with you moving forward, because obviously, this is a really important issue for our listeners and the residents here in Connecticut.
And look, I just want people to know that we're here, we're fighting, we're on the same side of the battle here. I am somebody who's faced the same exact problems and faces the same problems. I don't care if people say it's a dollar increase on your bill. It doesn't make sense right now to be bumping anybody's bill up.
Representative Bill Buckby from the 67th District in New Milford. Have a great day, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
Your time is 7 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It's 7:01. Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. On the day ceasefire talks are underway in Doha, Qatar, the health ministry in Gaza comes out with its latest death toll count from the Israel-Hamas war. They say more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed. That count does not distinguish between civilians and militants. Israel is attending those ceasefire talks underway, but Hamas is not. Still, negotiators from the United States, Qatar, and Egypt are set to meet with that Israeli delegation. Dan Byman is senior fellow with the Warfare, Irregular Threats, and Terrorism Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Hamas, of course, wants Israel to withdraw from Gaza and end its military operations. And it sees the remaining Israeli hostages that it has as its key bargaining chip. For Israel, it's flipped. It wants the ability to do continued military operations against Hamas. It wants to keep some military presence in Gaza. But of course, its priority is getting its hostages back.
Iran has vowed to attack Israel in retaliation for the death of a Hamas leader, but says a potential ceasefire deal could delay that strike. Jonathan Jacobson of Stamford won Tuesday's Democratic primary for the state rep position in that city, beating incumbent Annabel Figueroa. Now he's calling for her to resign from her seat and her job as a city legislator. It turns out that Figueroa had made an anti-Semitic comment a few weeks ago, saying, quote, "We cannot permit a person of Jewish origin to represent our community." Jacobson says that her most recent apology was sincere.
But unfortunately, I feel as though the community's faith in her representation has been shaken in a way that we do not believe that her continued representation is in our best interest. And the best way for us to move forward as a community in light of what has transpired is for her to resign her positions.
When she apologized Tuesday, Figueroa told Jacobson she won't be quitting. WTIC's request for comment from Figueroa hasn't been returned. Republican lawmakers are bemoaning the regulatory approval given to Eversource and United Illuminating to raise their rates to deal with the electric grid and EVs. This after skyrocketing bills in July for some customers. Democratic state Senate leaders wrote to the agency PURA that handled that request, asking them to delay the vote to benefit consumers. But it passed anyway. Democratic Senator Norm Needleman is Senate Chair of the Energy Committee.
Any adjustment in the wrong direction is an adjustment that we don't want, but this one is actually quite small. This had been in the works, and it was probably too late to stop it.
He spoke with Channel 3. Republicans are asking for a special session to deal with the cost increases. Governor Lamont has previously opposed that idea unless lawmakers can agree on a plan that would result in cuts. 35 years in prison for the man who pleaded guilty in the murder of a Hamden High School freshman. In May 2022, Elijah Gomez was walking home from school when he was ambushed and fatally shot along a trail. Now age 20, the killer, Janai Ward, was identified using video from nearby surveillance cameras. He apologized to Elijah's family at sentencing.
I know I can't change what happened. I know there isn't anything I can say to Elijah's family, particularly your pain. I'm just so sorry that I stole the person you love from you. I regret my choice every day. I'm so very sorry.
Police say that there were two people with Ward at the time of the shooting. They have not been identified. Elijah Gomez was 15. WTIC News Time is almost 7:05.
Don't miss this, the August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Columbia Implant Center in Manchester offers the leading edge in technology, which allows for dental procedures start to finish in one day. From a single tooth replacement to complete reconstruction, we do it all. Call 860-730-6020 or ColumbiaImplantCenter.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-329-2121, 800-329-2121, 800-329-2121.
WTIC News Time is 7:07. President Biden is expected to make an announcement today about prescription drug prices coming down. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The price cut is part of the president's Inflation Reduction Act, which gave Medicare the power to negotiate prices with drug companies. These lower prices will help millions of Americans save on the cost of health care for life-saving drugs for conditions including heart disease and diabetes. The new prices will kick in 2026, but have already kicked in for other prescription medications like insulin. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Former President Donald Trump's inviting reporters to his New Jersey golf club for a second news conference in as many weeks. Trump will be meeting with the press today as he steps up his criticism of Vice President Kamala Harris for not holding a news conference or sitting down with interviews since President Biden ended his reelection campaign and endorsed her to replace him. The vice president has barely engaged with reporters since becoming the Democratic nominee, though she travels with journalists aboard Air Force Two and sometimes does answer questions shouted while she boards or leaves that plane for campaign stops. An organic seed company with national reach has surprised its supporters, Brian and Matt, by announcing it's going to be ending sales this month and giving away hundreds of varieties. The owners of Fruition Seeds in upstate New York says seeds are a gift from nature and they don't want to commodify them. Instead, they envision giving seeds away and relying on public goodwill to keep things running. They hope those who support their idea will donate money, talent, and effort. It's an experiment that has inspired some and bewildered others among Fruition's friends, family, customers, and neighbors.
You think it'll work?
I don't know.
I don't know if they'll be able to stay in business, but it's noble.
What kind of seeds they got?
Everything, tomatoes, it seems.
Cucumbers, I don't know. Carnations, I don't know.
Probably not the seeds I'm looking for.
These are not the seeds you're looking for. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Right.
Mark Christopher, Vinny Brown, Pandiers, and Scott Traffic Center. I'm still in a fog over last night's Red Sox
game. Oh, my God. What a disappointing game. I mean, there was so many highs, and then all of a sudden, gone.
The good news is, Brian, I still got 2 hours left. What?
I know. I can't believe me. I know. Whenever a visiting team hits a home run, no matter where you are, it is such, like, it's crazy if someone hit the ball, you know, 380 feet and it's silent. You know what I mean? It's just like when they hit that 3-run home run to tie it, I seriously, you could have heard me burp in the bleachers and everyone would have turned me.
Well,
quiet.
Well, they turn that double play, the game's over. And then, unfortunately, that didn't happen last night. You know, you look at the Red Sox record in games that they don't commit errors, it's incredibly good. Games they commit errors in, not so good. So the defense and let's be honest, the pitching since the All-Star break has been pretty bad.
Not good.
They're scoring a lot of runs. And unfortunately, last night, defense and pitching once again bit them in the butt. So what are you going to do? Just a tough loss. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, not so tough. 84 eastbound is just moving a little slow as you move into the tunnel. Westbound 84 looking good. Vernon through downtown out into Farmington. Both sides of 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Winterlocks. 291, 384 okay east of the river. 2 westbound in great shape. Glastonbury and East Hartford quiet. Middletown, Waterbury looks good. 84 and 8, 91 in the parkway. No issues heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather. WTIC's Bob Cox.
Still pretty clear across the state, although there is some fog in some of the river valleys, and the sun is struggling to get through the layer of smoke. We also have a band of broken band of cloudiness dropping down from the north through Massachusetts. Has had a couple of showers in it a little earlier this morning that have dissipated, but you'll see some of these clouds starting to move down across Connecticut over the next few hours as well, mixing in with the sun. So it's kind of a mix of sun, clouds, and smoke, if you will, today. There will be a couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms in the state this afternoon and evening. And not everybody's going to see one, but there'll be a couple out there. And high temperatures in the 80s. If you happen to run into one of the scattered storms, it could have gusty wind and even some small hail with it. But again, that's not for everybody. Tonight, any scattered showers or storms will end during the first part of the night. Otherwise, it's partly cloudy with patchy fog, still smoky. Lows in the 60s. That smoke layer is still around Friday, creating a hazy appearance to the sky. But we'll have a mostly sunny day with highs in the 80s. Looks partly cloudy Friday night, lows in the 60s. And partly sunny Saturday with highs in the low 80s. A little unsettled Saturday night and a Sunday. Right now it is 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Let's talk about QC Kinetics for a second. If you have joint pain, whether it's arthritis or injury, and you're frustrated that it's not getting better or it's still lingering, well, there is a possible solution for you, and it's QC Kinetics. It's lasting relief through regenerative medicine, using your body's own properties to help heal your joints, whether it's arthritis or injury, hips, knees, back, what have you. There are thousands of happy patients at QC Kinetics. And you can do it without surgery, without downtime, without drugs. The nation's leader in this breakthrough cellular therapy. And the consultation, so if you're thinking maybe you need surgery or you're continuing with pain pills and you don't want to, well, why not get all your options on the table? And so QC Kinetics allows that this consultation is totally free, so then you can make your informed decision. So the only thing it costs you is a little bit of time, which in the long run could be nothing if your joint pain goes away. Give them a call at 860-440-PAIN. Again, it's 860-440-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. They have offices in Avon, in New Haven, and now in Glastonbury. And that number one last time is 860-440-PAIN.
When faced with a major health problem, you get a second opinion. Your health is important. The same applies to the health of your business, including your IT infrastructure. If your IT breaks, it can break your business. Get a second opinion, a network security assessment, to determine the health of your IT infrastructure. Recognized as a top-ranked IT provider, Tab Computer Systems, the ASP of MSPs, can help you determine the true health of your company's technology and what you can do to keep it healthy. With over 40 years of IT service experience, Tab Computer Systems network engineers will objectively assess your IT infrastructure's risks and vulnerabilities. Tab's Eric Semmel will review the report with you and your monthly MSP fees to show you what you may or may not be getting from your current provider. Schedule your assessment today at tabinc.com or call 1-888-TAB-4-HELP. Tab, Technologies Advancing Business, a 100% employee-owned company.
Being injured in an accident can leave you feeling vulnerable and lost. You need a fast and fair resolution and a law firm that can protect you. At Brown, Painteris, and Scott, our team of personal injury lawyers have over 100 years of combined experience and will treat you with respect and dignity. If you've been injured, BPS lawyers are here to help. At BPS Lawyers, you get more than a lawyer. You get a law firm. Visit us at bpslawyers.com. Bruce Newman is responsible for the content of this ad.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth from Money Wisdom. Tune in this week and every week to gain a better understanding of taxes, retirement income, and long-term care. The Money Wisdom, Saturdays at 8:30 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
7-16, the Boston Red Sox let one squander last night as they could have swept the Texas Rangers had they not made two costly errors and really an offensive blunder as well as Rafi Devers. Didn't know how many outs there were in this game at one point and really ran himself into a double play. But in the end, they still had a shot, but the Rangers still hung around. They hit a three-run homer in the top half of the ninth to tie the game at seven. Then the very first pitch in the top half of the tenth, they took deep as well for a two-run homer, and that was the difference maker. 9-7, the final. Rangers, 15 hits, 4 homers, 30 total bases last night. They did leave 11 men on base, but I mean, still, that's a bad loss for Boston overall. Alex Cora said the defense is definitely a liability.
We've been talking about this in spring training, right? Like, defense is going to dictate who we are. And if we don't play defense, we're not going to make it to October, right? Today, we didn't make a few plays, and it cost us, you know.
Big series coming up, of course, in Baltimore. It starts tonight against the Orioles. Nick Pivetta back on the hill for the Sox. 6:35 start here on WTIC. The Yankees, they're able to grab 2 of 3 in Chicago against the White Sox. They were down in this one, actually, 2-1 and towards the late half of the game. But the Yankees up 6-2 after they exploded in the late innings. In the eighth inning, they intentionally walked Juan Soto to face Aaron Judge, which proved to be pretty costly.
3-0. Hammered in the air. Deep to left field. History. Number 300 for Aaron Judge.
A three-run homer there for Judge. He's the quickest to 300 career homers. He hits his 43rd of the year there while collecting his 110th RBI. Yankees win 10-2. Solid win for them, obviously, after losing the first one pretty badly to the White Sox. They were able to bounce back and take the next two. They're off today. They head up to Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers. Mets 9-1 winners against the Oakland A's last night, snapping their four-game losing streak. They got a 1-10 start for the rubber game today over at Citi Field. The Yard Goats, they lose two straight now to the Somerset Patriots. Final 9-5 last night. Try to snap that slide tonight over at Dunker Park. It's a 7-10 start. We'll have Tim Restall on in just about like 3 minutes here on WTIC to talk about the weekend ahead. Football, the New England Patriots, they will be without a Pro Bowl linebacker, Matthew Judon, as they dealt him to the Atlanta Falcons yesterday for just a third-round pick in next year's draft. Falcons and Judon will now work out a new deal that'll make him pretty happy, I would think. Patriots play tonight, by the way, in Foxborough against the Eagles for their second preseason game. And in soccer, United States men's national team do have their new guy. It's a former Tottenham and Paris Saint-Germain coach, Mauricio Pochettino. And, of course, a great coach, coached the high-profile guys already. But when I think of, when I think Mauricio Pochettino.
Antonio Margheriti.
Ancora?
Margheriti.
Un'altra volta, ma adesso vorrei proprio sentire la musica delle parole.
Margheriti.
That's the second one you've used. What was the last one?
Dominic DeCoco.
Right.
That was Brad Pitt. Was he like Gorlami?
Oh, that's so
719, send over to the Brad Payne Dearest to Scott Traffic Center. See what's going on with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. This traffic report being brought to you by New Balance. And everything seems to be in pretty good balance on the highways this morning. 84 eastbound, a little tap of the brakes both you, as you move the tunnel into the Bulkley Bridge on 84 east. Westbound 84 looking good. Vernon out into Farmington. Both sides of 91, easy ride. Crumble up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384, that looks good. East of the river, 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford, quiet Middletown. Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. 91 in the Parkway moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Sponsored by New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon. Your headquarters for back-to-school sneakers.
This is Michael DeCibio from New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, where you'll find both fashion and fit for back-to-school. With our large selection and fit specialists, we'll help you find the right sneaker in the right size so everyone goes home happy. Visit New Balance at Evergreen Walk in South Windsor and on Route 44 in the Avon Marketplace.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nelly's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection. From the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso. 3 p.m. this Saturday. Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Cast today, sun mixing with clouds and smoke. Yeah, we have some wildfire smoke. Chance for a scattered shower, a thunderstorm this afternoon or evening in the 80s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. That smoke will still be lingering. 80s. Saturday looks pretty good. Partly sunny, low 80s. Maybe a few showers on Sunday near 80. Great baseball weather. I mean, last night, I was at Fenway, but what's that, Matt? Okay, well, we're waiting on Tim. We'll get him. Fenway was gorgeous last night, so I am sure that Duncan Park was awesome, too, and I might go tomorrow night, depending on my schedule. And obviously, there's only so many warm evenings left to watch baseball, and you know you're going to get some postseason baseball too when it comes to the Hartford Yard Goats, so that's kind of cool too. We haven't had that experience as of yet. Tim Restall, the president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us here in Brian and Company. Tim, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm curious, when it's Portland or Somerset, you know, Portland being the Red Sox and Somerset being the Yankees, do you see, like, is there a palpable difference in interest and even attendance at the park?
Well, I'll say this. Last night at the game, there was a lot more Yankee apparel being worn than I've seen in a long, long time at when we play Somerset. So we definitely can see the Red Sox and Yankees fans come out. And it's even interesting when you see the Orioles fans come out when we play Bowie and you know, the Pirates fans. So, but definitely, I would say this year there's more Yankees fans coming out to watch the prospects versus the Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm also curious. I mean, I don't know what your answer would be, but, you know, since I have kids who are teenagers and, you know, a couple of them are, you know, interested in cards and so on and so forth, it's always been you go to AA games, you see the future. I mean, we have people who've played in this area in the Hall of Fame. I mean, get your Joe Mauers of the world and what have you. but now it's almost like it's different. The business side of it is different. I mean, is the autograph seeking the same as it always been? Is it different?
I would say it's always the same as it's always been. We get a lot of fans that will come out and bring cards and try to get them signed, and a lot of kids that want baseball signs and such. And we get oftentimes a lot of requests for specific players that we don't handle autographs, so we make sure we tell the fans the best way to get the autographs and such. And I would say it's probably about the same as what it's been in the past.
Got it. Promotion. So you got tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday against Somerset. What can fans expect? I know Saturday night is the Roberto Clemente and the winner hat. What else do you have?
Yeah, I mean, tonight's country night, so that's going to be exciting that we, and we're playing Somerset, the Yankees affiliate. So, a lot of, unique foods and music and such. And then tomorrow's strikeout, cancer with the kids are getting apes when they enter the ballpark. Roberto Clemente celebration night on Saturday with the Nats and post-game fireworks. And Sunday, kids run the bases. So it's just, there's only 16 games left this year, and then plus playoffs. So we're at 17 games minimum. And, it's been great weather all week. So, last chance to get out and enjoy the summer before it slips away.
Yeah. I mean, last time, as I said, I was at Fenway, but last night must have been a gorgeous night at the Dunk. We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats here on Brian and Company. Can you just explain to me how does the playoffs work?
Yeah, so it's the best of three series, and we're hosting game two because we won the first half championship. So the season's broken up into halves. So on June 23rd, we secured the first round, a home game for the first round playoffs. So game one will be played, and right now it's either going to be Somerset, looks like, based on the standings in the league. And so they will play, we'll play them, and then we'll be an off game, and then we will be back on Thursday, September 19th to play the first game, the second game at home.
Now, if you win the series, how many series do you need to win the championship?
It's division, and then it's championship. So it's a two series playoff, and then it's best of three. And the way the home field advantage goes for the championship, it rotates every year. So this year, if the Yard Goats make it to the championship, the championship will be decided in Hartford.
Huh. And they're both three-game series.
Yeah. Wow. They wanted to do playoffs in minor league baseball, but it's also, it's also about development, and it's also about getting players ready for major league baseball. So it's something that that they worked on, and it's been for the last 3-4 years, and the teams like it, the fans like it. It's a very quick playoff. It's not going for another, month like, some sports do.
All right. Are there still, are there a lot of tickets left for that playoff game?
Yeah, we were just looking at it yesterday. We have a little bit of hospitality left, which is always great. And we do have some individual tickets left. So it's, the best place to go for that information is yardgoatsbaseball.com. And, be part of history. I mean, it's going to be a lot of excitement with regards to, having playoff baseball for the first time in downtown Hartford.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I can't imagine who's listening who hasn't tried it, but I mean, all you have to do is, and for me, I still even compare it to last night. I love Fenway and I love walking over to the stadium, and it's great, but baseball for fans, honestly, my wife is a cheer, she cheers And people look at her like she's got three heads. I mean, a lot of people are there for the social side of things. And so if you're there to have a beer and talk to the people you're with, there's no better place to do it than Duncan Park. It's way less expensive, and it's super easy to get in and out of Hartford. And if I'm going to be there, I might be there tomorrow night. I'll definitely come by and say hello.
Excellent. Well, you know, Brian, I'm a Red Sox fan too. I just, you know, the one thing that we have that's much different is that we don't have a 2-hour commute after the game, right? I mean, that's the big piece that I always say. So.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty banged up this morning, so I get it. I'm exhausted. Thanks, Tim. We'll see you hopefully this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
All right, that's Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. And again, they got a bunch of great promotions. Saturday night's that hat. And also, like, everyone has this perception sometimes that the promotional stuff is kind of chintzy. Their stuff is great. I mean, between my bowling shirt, my hat, my winter hat, it's still kicking from 2 years ago. The stuff is great. And so make sure you get there and get there early if you want to get that stuff. Listen, thanks to Tim, and always with the Yard Goats, we love working with them. Let's go over to Bob Cox, get a quick check of that forecast before Morgan has your headlines.
All right, Brian, we're going to have a mixture of filtered sun and clouds out there today. A few towns will see a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening. Highs get into the 80s. It's currently 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
I want that. The Make It Ford summer sales event is on, so make it your best summer ever with Ford. Now's the best time to get our best deals on a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, like the Ford Explorer, the Ford Bronco family, Ford F-Series, and the all-electric F-150 Lightning. These are the deals you've been waiting for, so don't wait. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event. So make it yours. Make it now at your Ford dealer today.
And now, a WTIC News update.
7:31. Good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Those electric bills are set to increase again. This after some residents saw dramatically higher bills, in some cases double bills, in terms of cost, back in July, to pay for various program adjustments, including a deal with nuclear power plant Millstone. Republican lawmakers are now being critical of this latest regulatory approval that came down Wednesday, okaying the funding of an $80 million program, they say, beginning in September to enhance the EV charging grid. House Republican leader Vin Candelora.
The legislature needs to come in here and stop it. There is a lack of recognition, I think, of where we are for our residents. I mean, we are seeing high inflation, we're seeing gas prices at a high, and grocery prices at a high. I am hearing from my constituents, they just can't afford to pay these bills.
Democratic State Representative Norm Needleman says that this will be a small increase and has been in the works for a while, though they did ask PURA to delay it, but that didn't happen. Governor Lamont previously said that he'd consider calling lawmakers into special session to address the soaring electricity prices if there was a proposal that would bring them down immediately. President Biden is sending more diplomats to the Middle East as possible ceasefire talks brokered or scheduled to happen. Foreign correspondent Ramy Innocencio reports that Hamas is not going to be joining the U.S., Egypt, or Qatar in those talks with Israel, though Israel is there.
Hamas, now not attending ceasefire talks, could be the trigger for Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon, either or both, to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel that it's threatened for the past 2 weeks.
The U.S. State Department on Wednesday said it remains committed to the ceasefire plan, saying that it is in the vital interest of the region. We are continuing to follow how Tuesday's primaries in Connecticut went. Jonathan Jacobson of Stamford feels that he would have won the Democratic primary for state rep anyway, but he got some late help from his opponent, incumbent Annabelle Figueroa. Just before the election, anti-Semitic comments made by Figueroa weeks ago went public. According to a translation, Figueroa said, quote, "We cannot permit a person of Jewish origin to represent our community." Jacobson says that she apologized on Election Day.
I felt the sincerity in her apology, but I shared with her that it was not only hurtful, but harmful, and that the damage had been done. She asked me what I think she should do, because she did not know. My response was that I called on her to resign all three of the elected positions she currently holds.
Figueroa told Jacobson that she won't be resigning. Amid low turnout, Jacobson won with 600 votes to Figueroa's 358. Sentencing Wednesday in New Haven court sends Janai Ward to prison for 35 years without parole for the murder of 15-year-old Elijah Gomez. In May of 2022, Ward, alongside two other suspects, attacked Gomez as he was walking home from school. WTIC News time is 7:34.
This health fact brought to you by ProHealth Physicians.
Want to help your young athlete play their best? Hi, I'm Madison Fusey, a pediatric nurse practitioner in Madison and Clinton with ProHealth Physicians. Young athletes use more energy, so their bodies need more calories. These extra calories should be rich in nutrients. Vegetables and lean proteins are good choices. Hydration is also key. Not drinking enough water can be dangerous. Dehydration can cause tiredness, muscle cramps, headaches, and dizziness. To stay hydrated, kids should drink water before, during, and after sports or play. Water is usually the best choice. Sports drinks are good for intense exercise that lasts more than an hour. Balanced meals and staying hydrated are essential for young athletes to be on top of their game. Talk to your pediatrician to learn more.
Connect with the trusted local clinician you just heard from ProHealth Physicians. Call 1-855-CTMD-411 to schedule your first visit with them today. Or visit ProHealthMD.com to learn more about their care, expertise, and services.
From inflation to worker shortages, America's small businesses are met with challenge after challenge. Now, a massive tax increase on small businesses is right around the corner. This will impact 9 out of 10 small businesses and lead to job losses, reduced wages, and an economic slowdown. Visit smallbusinessdeduction.com and tell Congress to stop the small business tax hike. Paid for by the National Federation of Independent Business.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
WTIC News time is 7:37. Columbia University President Manu Shafiq resigns amid turmoil on their New York campus over protests involving the Israel-Hamas war. She specifically faced criticism during congressional hearings over her response to her leadership during the controversies. Students are expressing all kinds of frustration over her decision and the state of the university.
To abandon a school where your students on both sides of political issues and in the middle already feel abandoned by you just feels like all of her messages have been insincere. And I really do understand the personal toll on her. It's just disheartening for me as a student.
Shafiq became president at the start of the 2023-2024 term. The World Health Organization is declaring Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years.
There's an outbreak of the viral infection in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to nearby nations. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says,
it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
Mpox can spread through close contact and causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions on the body. Allison Key, CBS News.
And M&M's maker Mars, Brian Amat, is paying nearly $30 billion for Kellanova, the maker of Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts. The acquisition could significantly broaden Mars' snacking portfolio and help it expand globally. Kellanova was created last year when the Kellogg Company split into two companies. The deal is expected to close in the first half of next year. Kellanova will remain in Chicago, where Mars Snacking is also based.
What's fascinating is that, you know, M&M Mars is private.
Yes.
So we don't even know how much money they have. You know, I mean, like, you know, they're spending, what, $36 billion in cash to do this, and they're a private company. It's just incredible. How, I mean, who knows? I mean, obviously they got to probably finance some stuff, but I mean, that's to be that big and to be private is stunning. And they have so many brands now; it's going to be incredible.
It's a lot of Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are. Max was like, I think Max was a human Cheez-It for about 4 years.
Oh yeah,
I think he cornered the market on Cheez-Its.
The Cheez-It party mix is highly underrated.
Yeah, I'm not a Cheez-It guy. Like, it's never been my go-to, but like Pringles and stuff. I mean,
oh yeah,
I'm not a fan of even like the expanded Pringles portfolio. I just give me the original. Like, they're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I do like the barbecue Pringles.
Really?
I just tried the Carnitas Taco Pringles. Meh.
They were meh.
Meh. Meh. They're still sitting at the house. We'll put it that way.
Oh, the good crunch. I mean, sometimes when you double up with a chip, it's almost too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing how they can slice a potato so perfectly.
Once you pop, you can't stop. That's what they say.
Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeer.
Which chip were you just talking about?
Pringles.
Oh my god, I got a small can yesterday coming home. Gone in about 5 minutes. Oh. You're right, you can't stop. It's impossible to stop once you open a can of Pringles.
I think that's why they make the can so slender, so you can't fit your hand past a certain point.
I got the mini can. I was gonna get the big can, and I'm saying to myself, well, I'll do less damage if I get the smaller can.
Well, it's so disappointing too when you finally get to the chips that aren't perfectly whole.
Right, they start to like break off. Yeah,
it's like sad.
Yeah, but that is, you're right, Brian. That is a work of art, man. Those chips are perfectly made. Hey, we're doing well through Hartford right now. I love potato chips. They're going to kill me. Both sides of 84 a little slow as you move in toward the tunnel. 84 east and west, 91 north and southbound moving well. Cromwell up into Windsor-Lux, 291 through 84 okay. So the river 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury looks good. 84 westbound a little slow down, 11 to 10 in Newtown, 91 in the Parkway okay. Heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
The latest statement from the Hurricane Center on Hurricane Ernesto, which came out at 5 a.m., showed it was 635 miles south-southwest of Bermuda, packing sustained winds as high as 85 miles per hour and tracking toward the north at 13 miles per hour with a central pressure of 979 millibars or 28.91 inches. There is a hurricane warning up for Bermuda, and that storm is projected to gain strength and probably reach Category 3 level by tomorrow with max winds up to 115 miles an hour. And then it'll probably lose a bit of that strength as it approaches Bermuda, but it'll still be a hurricane as it passes very close to, if not over, Bermuda on Saturday. That's going to generate some wave action along the east coast of the United States. So while the storm will stay well east of the east coast, there'll be some dangerous rip currents and swells in the ocean facing beaches of New England and Long Island this weekend, and maybe even churns up the sound a little bit as well. So swimming a little on the more dangerous side over the weekend due to that hurricane out to sea. We're going to be looking at a mixture of sunshine and clouds today. In fact, as we speak, we have a broken band of clouds dropping down across Western Mass. It'll be working into Connecticut from north to south here over the next few hours. And in addition to the clouds and sun, there's also a lot of smoke from wildfires. There's a significant amount of this smoke queued up all across eastern Canada. In fact, it's the smokiest part of North America right now. And unfortunately, the upper-level flow is coming down from the north and pouring that smoke down through New England and into Connecticut as well. So that's why the sky is kind of hazy and why the sun has been kind of dim this morning. We'll be dealing with that smoke today, tonight, and tomorrow, and at times you might even be able to smell it if you're sensitive to it. Highs will be in the 80s today. Again, a few towns see a shower or storm later. Others do not. Any scattered activity diminishes early tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, but it's probably a filtered sun due to the smoke. Highs in the 80s, dew points in the 60s. Looks partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows in the 60s, and partly sunny Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Then we pick up the chance for a shower or thunder shower Saturday night into Sunday, high near 80 Sunday. There will be a few showers around at times Monday and Tuesday. Highs in the low 80s Monday, upper 70s Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
After 30 years of doing knee and hip replacements, Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup thought there had to be a better way, and that led him to regenerative medicine.
I was one of the first orthopedic surgeons to do it.
Now, after 20 years of successful orthobiologic treatments, lots of clinical data, research, and teaching, Dr. Scheinkup is National Medical Director at QC Kinetics.
They've done an amazing job of becoming the most significant orthobiologic and regenerative medicine practice in the United States. QC is so far ahead of the game in its science, its protocols, its people, its facilities.
So if you have chronic pain from arthritis and you want to avoid drugs and surgery, call the experts in this revolutionary field, QC Kinetics.
To give patients real lasting relief from pain, that's what I live for. That's my mission.
Get your free consultation now. Call QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Did you ever come home on a hot day, open your door, and your air conditioner just doesn't feel right? That's a real summer bummer. Say, come on into Campbell. From a simple seasonal tune-up or an air conditioner repair to the installation of a much more cost-efficient cooling system, Campbell's got the cool tools. Veteran-owned and managed, Campbell Heating and Cooling. Visit CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi Heating and Cooling Equipment. Let our expert technicians cool your home this summer.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424-424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 424-24. That's AREA to 424-24.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like the McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets? So stop in for twice the delicious. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Men, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a testose. And if that testose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have five offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Insane in the main drain.
I'm going insane when my pipes won't drain.
When you got roots in your main.
I'm going insane when my pipes won't drain.
When your plumbing's backed up, don't go insane. Just call the B. Call the B for your $89 drainage system check. We will clear any drain and perform a camera inspection to ensure your sanity. Just call the B. Call the B.com. That's call the letter B.com. callthebee.com. That's callthebee.com. Call the Bee today.
Computer Talk is now commercial-free. That means more time for Tech Talk and more time for your calls. You heard right. Computer Talk with Tab is now commercial-free, powered by GoNet Speed, bringing you lightning-fast fiber internet. Visit GoNetSpeed.com for pricing and availability. Tune in Saturdays, 9 to 11.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Real quick one here. The Red Sox are losing 10 innings to the Rangers, 9-7. They get going with the Baltimore Orioles for the first of four tonight in Baltimore. 6:35 start. Nick Pivetta will be back on the hill for Boston. The Yankees, winners last night, 10-2. Juan Soto, another homer in the first inning, making it four homers in his last five at-bats at that point. Just unbelievable there. Aaron Judge also hit his 300th career homer, making it the fastest MLB player ever to 300 homers. Yankees win 10-2. They're off today. They head up to Detroit for the weekend. The Mets end their four-game skid against the Oakland A's last night, 9-1 final. They have a 1-10 start rubber game at Citi Field. The Yardgoats lose 9-5 to Somerset. They'll try again tonight at 7-10. And the Patriots deal of Matthew Judon over to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. And the United States men's national team has their new coach. It's former Tottenham and Paris Saint-Germain coach Mauricio Pochettino will lead the team in the 2026 World Cup. Right now it's 7:49. Let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers at Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. And if you are heading toward the Hartford area right now, we're picking up some slow traffic on the eastbound side of 84 from exit 44 Prospect Oakwood up to 46th Avenue. Westbound 84 is tied up. East Hartford approaching the Bulkley Bridge. Southbound 91 delays 33 Jennings Road. Northbound 91 moving well. Cromwell through downtown up into Windsor. 291, 384 okay. East of the River 2 westbound in great shape. Glastonbury and East Hartford quiet. Middletown, Waterbury looks good. 84 and 8. 84 westbound. Newtown delays 11 to 10. 84 for westbound in Danbury, some slow traffic from 8 to 7. And 91 in the park, we moving well heading toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
All right, through the day today, we'll see that mix of sun and clouds. And a few towns will have a scattered shower or thunderstorm pop up this afternoon or evening. We saw a few yesterday, and if you happen to be underneath one of those, there was some briefly heavy rain. That could be the case again today. You could have a heavier downpour or a gusty thunderstorm. Might even contain some small hail, but that's not going to happen everywhere. It'll happen in some towns and not in others. Mostly it was in the western areas yesterday. Today, the chances, the probability is that it would probably be more likely in eastern areas than western areas, but I wouldn't rule it out anywhere, so we don't want to get too cute with trying to pin that down. They will kind of pop up at random during the second half of the day today. Temperatures in the 80s. A lot of wildfire smoke is going to be with us today, tonight, and tomorrow. You might even smell it at times. It will filter the sun and create a hazy appearance to the sky. Any scattered showers or storms end early tonight. Patchy fog and partly cloudy thereafter. Lows in the 60s. Filtered sun tomorrow with highs in the 80s. And it looks like we probably get through the daytime Saturday dry. Mostly dry anyway, partly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Currently 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6481. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
At the Carter Mario Law Firm, we've recovered over $1 billion for injured people. When you need someone to fight for you, you need to get Carter in your corner. Visit GetCarter.com or call us at 877-GET-CARTER.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
monument. Oh, I love this song. I don't know if we have time to go to the chorus. Of course, Elton John, Take Me to the Pilot. Maybe just Bring It All the Way. Take me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot of your soul. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the train. Oh, so good. I don't think Tom Creedland does this song. This song is a little off the map, but it is one of my favorites, if not my favorite Elton John song. But can you play that one? You don't play that one, do you?
Of course I play that one. Oh my God. Of course I do.
It's so funny because I had never heard the song until 2 years ago, and now it's like, I think that I send a penny to Elton John every week because I listen to it every week. Tom Cridland,
awesome.
If you're looking for something to do, next Wednesday at the Simsbury Meadows, Elton John tribute with Tom Cridland. It's fantastic, and you can just look him up online, and you can it does a whole bunch of stuff in his life, but this is one thing that he does. Tom, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And sorry to interrupt, but I'm just so flabbergasted by your excellent taste. It's nice to start the day listening to Take Me to the Pilot. And we do play that. That's a staple of our set. I mean, we do play all the hits, you know, even better known hits than Take Me to the Pilot too. But we love to play Take Me to the Pilot and Burn Down the Mission from like kind of the early era a lot, because we think that those songs in particular translate really well into kind of live concert setting.
Now, just tell people who don't know, and again, I don't know if you've played Simsbury Meadows, but it's a beautiful spot, especially on a good weather night, and it's going to be just wonderful. And you can go there for less than $20 a ticket. So, I mean, it's a great way to sort of put a cap on your summer. Can you just tell people the backstory of how you arrived at doing something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. It was not like I was a musician, like a jobbing musician, and then I just started doing an Elton tribute. It kind of is more personal than that. I was just a fan of Elton John's, and you know, a big fan and a friend of Elton's drummer Nigel Olsen. And I went to a lot of concerts visiting Nigel. I was making clothing for him with my clothing company, and I was his friend, my wife and I, and then. Essentially, my drinking got out of hand in my 20s. I got sober, and during the pandemic, I wanted to stay sober. And so I thought, okay, what, you know, is it something to motivate me to not drink? And, you know, what would be like a dream come true? And I thought, you know, well, to play the piano and sing like Elton, that would be awesome. I don't know whether that's possible. So then I started playing the piano and singing in my spare time, which I had a lot of during the lockdowns. And one thing led to another, and I put together a three-piece band like Elton himself when he first came to America with Nigel and Dee Murray. And we started playing very casual gigs. Our first gig was in a saloon in New Orleans with like three people there. I was in jeans and a T-shirt looking down. And one thing's led to another, and now I'm suddenly, you know, wearing the glasses and dressing up properly and being flamboyant and confident, and the whole thing's just been like a fairy tale, and it's come from a real personal place. Elton's music got me through good times and bad times, and you know, I've got this real deep kind of innate connection to it, and that's why I started playing it live. And it's just been the most wonderful journey. So that's kind of how this has come about.
Yeah, well, it's a great story, and I think I can relate on multiple levels. I've been to those, you know, those places in on Bourbon Street where you just randomly walk in and listen to, you know, whatever's playing, and so I can envision that. And also, you know, all of us were locked up, and some of us drank more than others, you know, during the pandemic. So that. It makes, I think, a lot of people can relate to that story. What they can't relate to is someone who has the talent to sort of teach them how to sing, sing and play, and then go out and do it in front of, you know, a couple thousand people. We're talking with Tom Cridland, whose Elton John tribute comes to the Simsbury Meadows on next Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. And again, so it's not going to be some late night. You can get your chair, your blanket, or whatever. Tickets are less than $20. And it's just a great evening of Elton songs. And we talked about it at the top, it's the hits, but it's also stuff that is not, you know, it's not every single hit like you know it. Some stuff like Take Me to the Pilot you might hear, which is a great tune. Are you on tour right now, or are you playing selective gigs based on your rest of your schedule?
I'm on tour. I've been on tour since March the 2nd of this year, and we took 2 weeks off in May, but we've been on tour constantly since March the 2nd, playing some great places in all around America. We've been all over the country, and we've just had an incredible time doing it.
What's your favorite song? If you had one song to play, what would it be?
I love playing Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding. I love playing, I guess that's why they call it the blues. And then, of course.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.